Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
LAist Studios.
Today on the LA Report, a very small part of the $13 billion LA city budget for the next fiscal year could be very big for Los Angeles. The WNBA season starts tonight, and the big game on opening night is in LA. And the Dodgers cost themselves a decade of goodwill they'd earned with LA's LGBTQ plus community. It's Friday, May 19th. I'm Nick Roman. This is the LA Report from LAist 89.3. We've been digging into the $13 billion city budget approved yesterday by the LA City Council. We've talked about how a quarter of it goes to the LAPD, how it includes lots of money to help unhoused Angelenos get off the streets and into shelter or housing. But LA's mental health reporter Robert Garova says one of the most important parts of the budget is one of the smallest, $20 million for unarmed crisis responders. Here's Robert.
The mayor, city council, and police reform activists have called for removing armed officers from certain mental health crisis calls, citing outcomes that are too often deadly. This new budget earmarks roughly $5 million for a pilot project to do just that. The council cleared the way for the pilot more than 2 years ago, but it has yet to launch. Councilmember Hugo Soto Martinez has called the investment in unarmed public safety programs a transformational shift in how we are approaching public safety in LA.
I don't think it's enough now, but I am very pleased that, man, we're certainly heading in the right direction.
Councilmember Eunices Hernandez was the sole no vote on the budget, in part, she said, because it didn't invest enough in unarmed crisis response. For LAist 89.3, I'm Robert Garova.
It's opening night for the 2023 WNBA season with four games on the schedule. But the game everyone's talking about is the one tonight at 8 at Crypto in downtown LA. The LA Sparks, hoping to bounce back after two seasons, will host the Phoenix Mercury and Brittany Griner. She's returning to the WNBA after she missed all of last season following her arrest and frightening time in a Russian jail. LAist reporter Mike Rowe says tonight will be her first regular season WNBA game in 20 months.
The 6'9" Phoenix Mercury player traveled to Russia last year to play for an international basketball league during the WNBA offseason. When she arrived at a Russian airport, officials found vape cartridges containing hash oil in her luggage. Marijuana remains illegal in Russia. She was sentenced to 9 years in an overseas prison, but last December she was freed in a prisoner swap for a Russian arms dealer, allowing her to return home. Tonight's game is against the LA Sparks. All eyes will be on Griner as she gets back on the court after missing the 2022 season. She played one preseason game with the Mercury last week. The team lost. Griner scored 10 points. For LAist, I'm Mike Rowe.
Now to a story about another sports figure who goes beyond sports, Jim Brown. He died last night at his L.A. home at the age of 87. Brown was a Hall of Fame NFL player, a well-known actor, a respected civil rights activist. He played for the Cleveland Browns in the 50s and 60s and is still considered by many to be the greatest running back in NFL history. Brown ended his football career after 9 All-Pro seasons to launch a career as an actor. He starred in The Dirty Dozen in 1967, in many blaxploitation films in the 1970s, all the way to his role as a parole officer in Spike Lee's He Got Game in 1998. Jim Brown also founded the AmeriCan program to help inner-city kids and adults exiting prison. He had some run-ins with the law as well. Jim Brown is survived by his wife and 5 adult children. When we come back, the Dodgers cost themselves a decade of goodwill they'd earned with LA's LGBTQ+ community.
Support for LAist comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This fascinating exhibition features all four of the Spanish artist's major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. With over 200 prints on view, this exhibition offers insight into the artist's creative process and the full range of his expressive capacity. Now on view. More information at nortonsimon.org.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
This is the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. The Dodgers have been doing great on the field this season. Off the field, well, not so much. This week, the Dodgers soured a 10-year relationship with the LGBTQ plus community in LA that had been built on the team's annual Pride Nights at the ballpark. It happened when the Dodgers removed the LGBTQ plus activist group, the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence, from a list of groups to be honored on this year's Pride Night. Here's LAist reporter Caitlin Hernandez.
The sisters are well known in LGBTQ plus spaces. They dress in habits to show lifelong dedication to community service and to critique religion. On Wednesday, they were abruptly uninvited by the Dodgers after conservatives, including Florida Senator Marco Rubio, put pressure on the team to not honor a group that they believe mocks the Catholic faith. Sister Electra Complex says the group is surprised.
It felt rough, right? Like the wind was taken out of our sails. I would like to think that the Dodgers have just made a mistake that they didn't really think through and that this can be all rectified.
The turn of events has resulted in backlash. The ACLU of Southern California and the LA LGBT Center say they will no longer participate in Pride Night if the sisters are not invited back. The Dodgers have not responded to our questions about possibly changing course. For LAist 89.3, I'm Caitlin Hernandez.
Now to the strike by the Writers Guild of America, the people who write the scripts for movies, TV, and streaming video. On the picket line today outside the Netflix headquarters on Sunset Boulevard was Demi Adejuwigbe. He's written for the NBC comedy A Good Place, for The Late Late Show with James Corden on CBS. He says the scriptwriters want the studios to agree to let them come to the set where the shows are filmed. Used to happen all the time, and he says it's critical.
If they are not allowed to go to set, you are basically just going, here's a script, interpret it however you want. It's like trying to describe a drawing to someone and then having them go, got it, and go off and draw it without any input of the person who has the idea of the drawing. And so it's very important for writers to be kept in the process the entire time.
The Writers Guild might soon get an ally in its labor fight with the Hollywood studios. SAG-AFTRA, the union for actors, is taking a strike authorization vote ahead of the June 30th expiration date of its contract with the producers. That's a sign that SAG-AFTRA is ready to walk off the job immediately, and that is more pressure on the producers. By the way, all of us on air at LAist 89.3 are SAG-AFTRA members, but we are not covered by the contract with the Hollywood studios. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. The LA Report is produced by Michael Cosentino, along with Libby Rainey. Megan Garvey is the executive editor. Catherine Mailhouse is our director of content development. Our engineer, Parker McDaniels. Original music by Scott Kelly. Be sure to join Julia Paskin with the LA Report over the weekend. You can read more at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app. Or listen on the radio at 89.3 FM. You know, listeners like you help make the LA Report possible, so please donate at laist.com/give. This podcast is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe that quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.